Hey everybody, happy Sunday, and it's Labor Day weekend, which means we're going out tonight.
Yeah, and I dozed off. She had to go in there and go get me.
Well, it's a good thing I came in there to get you, because I didn't know you were sleeping. I could hear your TV blaring, but I was just kind of like, I went in there, I was like, is he coming or what? So I'm like,
nope. He
would have just gone,
yep.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, so this is the new Sylvester Stallone made for Amazon.
Well, it wasn't made for Amazon, no. It was actually, here's the thing, I kind of feel like this movie, which I wasn't really all that aware of, but this movie had actually been kind of rumored, making the rounds. It was actually supposed to come out in the theater a couple years ago, like back in 2020. Then it got pushed back, and then it got pushed back again. And then finally, like, Amazon bought it and just, like, premiered it on, you know, the streaming service, like, just a week or two ago. And interestingly, here's another thing that I didn't know. The idea for this has been floating around since 2014 or before that. It started out as a spec script. And it kind of got shopped around, and they were going to make it into a movie, and then it didn't get made into a movie right away. So, like, the guy that wrote the script, like, turned it into a graphic novel.
Okay.
So this is actually kind of like a standalone. But the graphic novel, I think, came out in 2014. But this is actually like a standalone superhero. Doesn't have anything to do with Marvel or DC or anything like that. It's kind of like, you know.
Yeah. And one thing about this movie is it goes to show you that you don't need Marvel or DC. You can make a superhero movie pretty much out of anything as long as the story's good. And this one's a pretty good story. I liked it. It has a twist to it. Danny Rule and Ghostface and all the guys in the comment section are spoiling the shit out of that twist right now. As it is. I was like, we probably shouldn't spoil it because people haven't seen it. So I don't think we'll say anything in the audio. But, you know, some people evidently, just from the trailers, or already knew, you know, what the deal was with this movie. But
and most reviews I saw, people were like, yeah, I saw that twist coming like 5 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, I kind of suspected.
You saw it, yeah.
I was like, yeah, this, you know, but it was, the writing was pretty good. It's just kind of old school, traditional kind of storytelling going along with some of the superhero tropes. There's some kind of things that are kind of like Easter eggs. But I think they might have been Easter eggs, but it's hard to tell. But Sly was looking good in it. He did a pretty good job. And fucking ended up... I'm afraid of saying too much. Just...
Thank you, Jeffy Art.
It was good, yeah. It was good. It was worth it. Worth watching, even though it didn't cost us anything.
I mean, the thing about it, like, I liked it, but I think that, I don't know, it seemed a little derivative, I feel like, because it's, I don't want to say it stole from, like, a bunch of other movies, but it's like a lot of other movies. And especially it's like a lot of other movies, like, from, I want to say, like, the 90s and, like, the early 2000s. I want to say it's kind of like... Well, it's, you know, you have kind of a thing where it kind of reminded me of The Last Action Hero.
Yeah.
You know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one with the little kid. Like, you know, the whole, that whole meta thing. It kind of reminded me a little bit of that. And it had some of the stuff, I don't know, it's very much an 80s, 90s throwback type of movie. You know, I'm assuming that's probably what they were going for.
Special effects were good.
Yeah, but it's a lot more kind of like grounded.
Yeah.
And because there's not a bunch of lore behind it, they kind of left a lot of stuff. I don't know if they're going to open this up into like a new universe or anything like that. I don't really. I don't really know if there's enough to it, but they didn't really get too much into like exactly what the superhero's powers are and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
not much, no.
Like, if you haven't seen it, like, you know, I'm not going to spoil it, even though, like I said, pretty much every review, like, they said, yeah, they figured out the twist, like, really early on in the movie. But I'm not going to spoil it anyway. But the thing about it, what you have is there's kind of, like, a prologue at the beginning, which is, like, animated. And it's told from the point of view of the kid, who's, like, the main character. Like, his name's Sam, right? And he's like, okay, there's this city, it's kind of like Gotham, you know, like a crime ridden shithole, but it's called Granite City. I think they shot it in Georgia somewhere, like Atlanta or something like that. So it's supposed to look like an old, like, crime ridden like beat up slum or whatever. So 20, I think it was 20 years prior to the events of the movie, there was this big epic battle between Samaritan, who was the good guy superhero, and his brother, who was the bad guy superhero, whose name is Nemesis. And so there was like this big epic fight, and they both ended up getting killed. That's how the story goes. Like that they both ended up getting killed. There was like a big explosion and fire and all this other kind
they
of crap.
Gone.
And they kind of like disappear. So then, like, 20 years later, like, Sam is kind of, like, Samaritan is, like, his hero. He's always, like, drawing, you know, pictures of him and shit like that in his notebook. And then he meets Sylvester Stallone, who lives next door. Not actual Sylvester Stallone, but, like, you know, the character that he plays, whose name is Joe.
He's like a trash man.
He's a garbage man.
Yeah.
And he starts to become convinced that Joe is actually Samaritan in disguise. That, like, he didn't die, and that he's just trying to like keep on the DL. So there's that, and then you kind of have this thing where the kid is sort of falling into, because he's poor and everything, and where he's kind of fallen in with kind of like local gang type situation with the main bad guy, whose name is Cyrus, who kind of looks like Kiefer Sutherland if he's cosplaying as Bane.
Yeah, it's like kind of a Bane.
He's got the Bane kind of thing going on. And he was good in this, though. I liked him in this. But he seems to be having a good time. And so he's kind of like the other side, where he's kind of like, he just runs a bunch of gangs. I don't know what their end game is or what their
stealing
end goal
stuff.
Is. I guess it's just stealing stuff.
Yeah.
It's a Bane type situation.
Yeah.
So he's got like all these lower level lackeys, and he kind of idolizes Nemesis and wants to bring that back. And it's going to be like a big uprising or whatever.
He starts to kind of impersonate Nemesis.
Yeah, like he gets his mask and he gets his hammer. Like, I guess he has a hammer, like Thor, I guess, like a magic hammer. So he has that. But I suppose Samaritan didn't have like a cool
weapon. They don't show you much.
That's what I mean. There's not
about.
A lot of lore.
One of the things I did notice about the movie is that when they were doing the prologue and they were showing the animated boss fight that happened a long time ago, I liked how that looked. There needs to be a superhero movie that is just that the whole way
through. Maybe they should have done the whole movie like that. That'd
be... You could tell it was kind of filmed and then they illustrated over it, or they used some kind of you could probably use a computer skin now to probably do that, or some kind of app, but it looks good. It's just as a moving cartoon.
They used to call that rotoscoping.
I
don't know what
they
call
that rotoscope. I think it was partially done by hand.
This
is probably
back in the
just
old days.
Some kind of damn digital effect. But I'd like to see a whole movie like that. I thought that was effective because, like I said before, whenever I talk about some of these superhero movies, the live action things work sometimes, but a lot of times animation, it makes more sense to me. Like some of the animated Batman ones that I saw, I thought they were great, and that would have never worked in live action. Red Sun, you know, the communist Superman, that wouldn't have worked, I don't think, in live action. It wouldn't have been quite the same.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you can do a lot more with animation, and you can kind of like get away with a lot more because you don't have that whole suspension of disbelief thing that you would have to have like with a live action film.
Right. Like anime.
Yeah.
In anime, it can just be bizarre and you still accept it.
And you'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Because it's just pictures.
It's just
like
pictures,
somebody's
right.
drawing it, you know what
right.
I mean? So you're not like, hey, a real person couldn't do that. Blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Some of those stories look better animated.
They do, yeah.
But, I'd like to see. I mean, that was kind of like. But I'd like to see like something was filmed and then it had to make it look like 3D animation. A good example would be like the old Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
That was rotoscope, I think, most of it, and it had live action and animation that looked really good. Or 300 was live action, but then it looked like CG at the same time. I thought that looked really good.
Yeah, did that with Beowulf too. I think.
Beowulf looked pretty good. Beowulf was all CG.
Yeah, they made that all look like 3D.
Yeah, it was like a video game.
Right.
But I liked 300 the way they did that. The sequel to 300 wasn't that good. But
We watched it, but I barely remember. It was all right.
Script wasn't right,
but it didn't like stick with me.
No.
Until you just mentioned it, I totally forgot that we watched.
Forgot about that, yeah. Yeah, but there's something about the way that 300 looked, you could get away with a lot, because it didn't quite look realistic.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny Rowling. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. He said it seems like a cross between Shaq's Steel film and Hancock. Yeah, I've seen like a bunch of other reviews compare this to Hancock as well. Like I said, that's the thing that I think, and I did like this movie. I thought it was like, you know, I thought it was really well done, and Sylvester Stallone was good in it, like as kind of the disgruntled, like cranky old superhero. Yeah, it's just like a fun. Yeah. It's not super deep. It's not like over the top funny. It's not over. I think it was PG-13. Like, so they didn't. So it's not real. It's kind of violent, but they pretty much like keep it down on the low, like with the blood and everything like that. All you do, though, you do get to see like kids get their ass beat and stuff like that, which, you know.
Yeah, it was fun, but not quite as fun as say Shazam. I like Shazam.
Look at her. She's trying to knock Spock over.
He doesn't love you.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't love you.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just kind of like, it's just like a very, to me, it just came across as like a very surface level. And it almost kind of seemed like a Magpie type of movie where they're just like picking like little pieces from all these other movies and just like kind of putting them all together. Like, so it's not super original, but like I said, a lot of, you know, it doesn't have to be. As long as it's entertaining and it's a fun time. I actually did quite like the fight sequences in this. I liked, you know, the fact that it was more grounded. You didn't really have, there was CGI, obviously, but you didn't have a lot of, like, you know, big kind of super dudes, like, throwing each other around and flying around. Like, it didn't look like that. Like, it usually looked like real fights. Like I said, they didn't really say, like, what... Really, it seemed like his, like, Samaritan, like, their only superpowers were that they were just, like, super strong. Like,
and they could heal up.
And they could heal up. Like, because he gets hit by a car at one point and he's all fucked up, which is, that's probably, like, my favorite scene.
And there were some downsides to,
like, you know, how he reacted to it. It was, like, really funny.
Yeah, he had some weaknesses, but, you know, it's just they are all supposed to. It's not as grounded as, say, like, M. Night Shyamalan's fucking universe.
Right,
I liked his, you know. Mm. I think I have all of those except the very last one. I gotta go through there and see, but yeah, that's the way. I think, you know, out of all those superhero type movies, I kind of liked M. Night Shyamalan's fucking movies.
Yeah, it's not as like you said, it's not as grounded as like Unbreakable. I don't know, but it's like a similar kind of vibe though, because you're still, you know, it's not quite as realistic because it still has that stylized 80s, 90s. You know, fake Gotham City type situation to it, but it's not way over the top. Like, nobody can shoot fireballs or, like, you know, warp out in and out of different dimensions or shit like that.
I think it was Atlanta where that was.
Shoot a lot of stuff in Georgia nowadays. Yeah. Like, they shot The Walking Dead there, and they shot. Yeah. They have like a big like tax incentive like for all these movies to come and shoot there.
Atlanta is the South version of New York City. Atlanta.
My sister lives there. Yeah. But yeah, so that's where they shot. I'm not really sure what neighborhood or anything like that, but they made it look like absolute.
The South has Atlantis. Atlantis rose up from the fucking South. It doesn't, the city of Atlantis. That could only happen here in the South.
Danny Rowling said, "Yeah, I just saw Unbreakable and Glass. After this, I'm going to watch Split because of this film." So, this did give me. It's not exactly like Unbreakable. I feel like Unbreakable was more of a drama and it was more serious, whereas this was more. I'll call it an action movie, even though there's not really a lot of action until the third act. I kind of feel like the first two-thirds of it is mostly, like, the kid, you know, getting his ass beat by the gang, but also kind of, like, befriending Joe and, like, figuring out what his deal is and what happened and why he's gone into hiding and yada yada. So I kind of feel like it's almost, like, that type of thing.
M. Night Shyamalan, he has four movies, or was that three superhero movies?
It was a trilogy.
Okay, I thought there were four of them. Although I always thought that maybe the one about the little kid that saw dead people is in that same universe. Sixth Sense might be in that same universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, it's
because
possible.
Because seeing dead people is a universe, is a superpower.
Sure.
Right.
David June said, "You're welcome for sending you some animated Batman Dark Knight Returns."
Yeah, they're good, I got them.
I did like those a lot.
They're good, yeah.
Rob says, "Wouldn't you think a weapon with this magnitude of power, talking about Nemesis's hammer, would be secured in a place like Fort Knox rather than some police lockup?" they just broke right in and got it.
They didn't really think it was a big deal. They didn't even really think superheroes and supervillains were a big deal. It was just like normal. Yeah, superheroes.
That's why I'm glad you said about Unbreakable, because that's kind of like everybody's just like, yeah, superheroes, they exist. Yeah. And like I said, they're not, it's not like they're, you know, it's not like I'm going to snap my fingers and like wipe out half the population or anything like that. Like in the Marvel movies, the guy is just impervious to bullets, it seems like, or he can heal up. Like he does get hurt.
Yeah.
Now, didn't they say like his main weakness was that, you know, if he gets real fucked up, he gets his body overheats
as he's healing up.
So that was kind of like funny that like he opened the fridge and there was all that like ice cream in there, and he said he just eats all his ice cream. Oh, and what was the deal with him like eating the cereal and pouring apple juice on it?
That was a good idea. Good idea. Lower fat.
Lower fat.
You know Sly put that in there. He goes, no, I don't put milk in there. And they're like, well, you put the almond milk? No, you put apple. You put apple juice. It's like something Sly would do.
Apple juice.
Probably might... good. And Cheerios.
Cheerios, or maybe Apple Jacks.
I think it was Cheerios, wasn't it?
Oh, well, I don't know what it was in the movie. I was just hypothetically, I'm trying Cheerios, to think what it
and
was.
And I was like, yeah, it's probably good. And it's probably those frosted Cheerios, you know, the ones that are glazed, the honey nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
That's probably what they were. With apple juice. That'd be real good.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Put that into a damn food processor and blend it into like a shake, put some ice and drink it. They have heavy fiber in there. Hell yeah. Put your protein in there.
That sounds really gross.
Yeah.
But,
you're all fucking jacked on roids. You're give me that.
Well, you'd have to be to like want to drink that crap. But so that's what I mean. I was actually reading an article the other day, because I told him about this, about some, I can't remember what company it was, but they made a cereal that was supposed to be made for eating with orange juice instead of milk, but they did like a taste test on it and they said it was revolting. So I don't really know. But I mean, apple juice, like I said, it would depend on the cereal.
Yeah.
Like maybe if it was Cheerios or apple juice, it might be okay. Yeah. I don't know. Or it might be strange. I'm not really sure.
Be like just some kind of like sweet.
The textural component might be kind of odd. I don't know. She's challenging me to
try
it.
You're making me want to go try it now. I'll try that.
Do we have any apple juice?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. I thought we have some orange juice maybe.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same though.
But orange juice is in the movie it was apple juice, and I just like thought that was funny. Pretty and good. I like that they didn't explain it. Like they explained the ice cream thing. Like why he had all that ice cream and that's all that was in his freezer.
He was watching his health.
But
milk's not really that good for you. It's high in calorie, it's got a bunch of lactic acid in it, and it's not that good for you. Adults aren't really supposed to be drinking milk. I mean, you can have it, just you don't want to drink a lot of it, you know.
Danny Rowling said, yeah, there were zero cops throughout the movie, when in reality there would be helicopters and the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of feel like, that's what I mean, it just seemed like it was not more a throwback to like 80s and 90s, where it's like this neighborhood is so blighted.
Yeah,
that the cops won't even go there.
Yeah,
so I kind of thought that that was the vibe that they were going for.
Yeah.
That this city they're just like, fuck it, we wash our hands of it. Like they had cops, obviously, because the guys like broke into the thing to get the hammer. But I just kind of feel like it was just kind of a thing where crime was happening, and they're just like, nah, whatever.
Yeah, like
just let it happen.
I lived in Detroit for about 16 months, almost 2 years. No, you could shoot somebody in Detroit and just walk off. Yeah, there wouldn't be any cops. It happened all the time. I found a fucking dead guy in my fucking behind a building in the fucking dumpster. His fucking feet sticking up out of the dumpster, frozen. Frozen feet, his shoes gone. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't going
to
need the shoes.
I had to go to work. You know?
Yeah.
Let somebody else in the building fucking call. I was like, oh, shit. They were killing each other all the time. It was a murder capital of the world. And it was fucking, now it's all mostly torn down where the neighborhoods around it. And it's just, it's returned to nature. They fucking tore down whole blocks. You know, you can see it on YouTube. No, there are cities that collapsed here in the United States that are just 1/6 the size of what they used to be. You know, just 20 years ago. Just shrank down to nothing. So, and a lot of it's because there was no real law and order. But there weren't that many people either. It was weird. It just collapsed. It's how it happened in ancient times, too. That's how you end up finding a city. It's nothing but just fucking stone blocks.
Danny Rowling said, I didn't see the plot twist coming until it came.
I saw it.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like even, like I said, I was reading like a review of it, and some of the comments on there said, I haven't even seen the movie, but just from your description of the movie, I know what the plot twist is going to be.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't really want to spoil it, at least on the audio or anything like that. But I didn't realize this was directed by the same guy, Julius Avery, he's an Australian guy, the same guy that directed Overlord. Do you remember that? Like the Nazis with the thing?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, you didn't like it. That was like his last main movie. It was 2018. And actually, he was supposed to, they were going to do that remake of Flash Gordon. And he was supposed to, like, do that, but then, like, it got shuffled around, and I don't think they're going to do it now, and I think it got canceled.
They should never, ever fucking do Flash Gordon. They can't.
Well, it's not going to be the same.
They can't handle Flash Gordon.
It's not going to be the same.
No.
They would try to, like, make it all, like...
acceptable by today's standards.
Well, no, they would try to make it all, like, you know, dark and gritty and this stuff like that, and it's just, like, that's not what's fun about, like, Flash Gordon.
And Flash Gordon was about sex and drugs and space and booty. And crazy shit, and the aliens were basically dressed up like they came out of a damn Chinese restaurant. It was just, that's what Flash Gordon was, all right? And it was colorful, like you had just dropped some acid. They could never do that today. And it was, if you watch the old fucking Flash Gordon serials, you know, it was kind of before a lot of those weird codes, and you don't know you're like, this is made for kids? They're drinking love potions, and... half-nude women fucking dripping off fucking big forearmed satanic fucking statues of the Mongo god and shit. You know, just, you know, and fucking, what's his name? Fucking Princess Aura, you know, fucking Ming's daughter is trying to fucking capture Flash to be her sex slave, you know? That's, you know. Dino De Laurentiis got it right. It was that. That's what it was. They just kind of compressed it down into too small of an episode. That needed to be 3 or 4 movies.
Rob says, Jenny, I watched Super Dark Times. Good film. Not sure about the ending, though. Yeah, I could see that. I wasn't a massive fan of the ending. Like I said, I don't really want to spoil it. But overall, I really, really liked that movie a lot. Mm-hmm. Here's another thing too. The guy that plays Cyrus in this, because you kept saying, where the fuck have I seen that guy before? Yeah. Like, he's so familiar. That guy is actually Danish.
Okay.
And his big thing, I think everybody mostly knows him from Game of Thrones, but I don't think you've seen that. But he was also in Overlord, and he was in Lucy with Scarlett Johansson, and he was in Ghost in the Shell. So maybe you saw him, maybe you remembered him from Overlord or Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Because I know you've never seen Game of Thrones, and I think that's where everybody knows
it. Ghost in the Shell was okay. I mean, there were some problems with it from what I remember, but I liked the way it looked. I remember there wasn't really a whole lot of a story to Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, it didn't really... I remember it not being terrible, but it didn't really make much of an impression on me either.
I just remember it visually, it looked pretty good, but there just wasn't much there in terms of story.
I kind of feel like that happens a lot with those types of, like, big, like...
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because, one, I'm not a real big sci-fi person. Like, I like some sci-fi movies, but it's not usually my go-to genre.
Yeah.
And so... I don't know. Like, if I haven't seen, like, because that was kind of based on, you know, the anime or whatever. And I was just like, so I'm not really into that either. So I don't really have kind of like the background where I'm going to be like, ooh, like all into it. And so a lot of it will just either kind of go over my head or I'll just be like, eh.
Battle Angel was far better.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that
Battle Angel
is,
was really good. And they never came back with a fucking sequel. You know, fuck them. Fuck those dudes.
Danny Rowling said, yeah, I got the same feeling about the Cyrus actor, which I felt like I've seen him before, but clearly haven't. And I didn't. Maybe it was because, like I said, he looked very much like Kiefer Sutherland, maybe. Circa The Lost Boys. Like, he had the same kind of hair. That's what I'm saying. They were really kind of going for that. Because his whole, like, gang, like, of people, like his lackeys and stuff like that, looked very much like over the top, like a gang would have looked in the 80s or 90s kind of movie, you know what I mean? It was just very kind of like over the top, but I feel like it wasn't over the top enough for it to be like a thing, like we're doing like an homage or something like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, it was like a weird, like it seemed like it wasn't. It seemed like it was trying to be retro, but not enough that it was, like, really obvious.
Yeah, David June got it right. Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. That's right. And like,
that's from that song from Rocky Horror.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. But he was wearing underwear when she got him out of that damn casket and dressed him up and tried to sneak him away. Remember that?
Yeah.
Reese flying?
Yeah.
She's flying the ship. She's trying to get it on with him while he's you talking to Dale telepathically and shit with the telepathic cell phone. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what he was. That was that song from Rocky Horror Picture Show, the theme song. That's how it goes. Yeah, that was like the first line of that song.
So maybe his underwear wasn't silver in the movie. Remember, she made him undress.
Yeah, but they were talking. I thought in the Rocky Horror song, I thought they were talking about the cereal, the old one, which was in black and white. So I'm assuming
they wouldn't know.
Yeah. Danny Rowling said, "I think the Cyrus actor is going to be in a Salem's Lot remake." Yeah, maybe. I just kind of thought, I thought I'd seen him before too. Now I had seen, we did see Overlord, and I did see Ghost in the Shell, so maybe we did see. But I kind of feel like I thought I'd seen him before because he looked like fucking Kiefer Sutherland.
Overlord was stupid. I didn't like Overlord.
I didn't mind it.
My unit was involved in the real Operation Overlord. That was a real fucking airborne operation, and they just fucking butchered the historicity of fucking the 101st Airborne Division, and you know, it was a segregated service at that time, and they're showing it as integrated, and I'm like, come on, why are we fucking denying the way shit really was back then? And
yeah, but it was a fantasy movie. It was like, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, it's fiction, so you can kind of do whatever you want with it. It's like, it's alternative history.
Right.
That's there's a whole subgenre of alternate history type of stuff
Yeah, Overlord was just a real operation in this universe, though. You know, fucking, I was just like, it's like somebody retelling. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you know, it's like
be like somebody retelling the fucking so-called massacre at Wounded Knee or something, and then making it so the Indians were the bad guys. You know what I mean? Fucking no.
I'm sure somebody's done that somewhere.
The U.S. Army fucking slaughtered a bunch of Indians over a misunderstanding about the damn ghost dance. And they accidentally shot a deaf dude because he wouldn't put the gun down. He couldn't hear him. And that started the fucking massacre.
Well, see, that's...
You know what I mean? And then they tried to fucking spin that as well. They were rising up to kill fucking people in the neighboring towns. The Indians doing the ghost dances were Christians. They were Christian Indians. Just fucking crazy shit, you know? The history's filled with all kinds of convoluted fucking narratives of what happens on bullshit like that.
Danny Rowling also says that Cyrus guy looks like Michael Shannon, kind of. Oh, yeah, he kind of does. If Kiefer Sutherland and Michael Shannon somehow had a baby, yeah, he kind of does look like that. I might have seen him in some other stuff because I know he's Danish and he's been like in a lot of Danish language stuff, so maybe I've seen him in one of those things because I would be more willing to watch that kind of stuff than you would. But yeah, it's fine. It's a fine PG-13 action movie. We always like Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
It's cool that he's like in his 70s and he's still like and he still looks good and he's still playing like a superhero. I'm sure like some of the shit they had to do like stunt doubles or whatever, but you know, he's still out there having a good time.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I follow him on Instagram. He posts stuff all the time. He just finished making a movie. It looked like some kind of a neo-western. It looks like they were in, I don't remember what it was called, but the cast was there. And he's up all in his damn Texas suit with his little fucking cowboy boots and shit. People applauding him and all his friends. He's in good shape, man. For 70-something. Still some gas in the tank.
Yeah, what is he, 75, 76?
Yeah, he actually looks, I think he looks better now in the face, at least, than he looked in that Rambo, in that, not the last Rambo movie, the one before that, Fight Continues, where the good one, the one that was really good, where he was shooting
the super gory one?
Yeah, I like that His face looked kind of fucked up at that one, I think.
Yeah, it looked like I said, it looked like somebody put their foot on the back of his head and pulled stapled.
I think human growth hormone, he was taking that kind of, it has a tendency to distort your fucking face and give you big lips and shit like that. But it looks like he fixed it. Because your fucking facial features start fucking growing under it. You know, and everybody knows, you know, he's not natural. He's fucking been jacked. But I'm surprised he's been taking androgens since his fucking 20s. In late 20s, probably. Mid to late 20s. I think fucking Rambo 3, he was working with fucking, what was his name? Oh, shit. I can't remember. I think Frank Zane was the guy's name. I don't remember who was training him. And so he was taking stuff back then. it's hard to believe he's still able to fucking take stuff. There's usually not enough gas left in the tank. By the time they hit their 50s, their fucking heart valves are fucking tore up.
What are you doing, Pokey?
They kind of have a grainy look to their skin. That's what happened to Arnold, man. He fucked his heart up. He grew up taking Anavar pills by fucking 17, 18 years old. So by the time he was 50-something, his heart valves were fucking shot. Because you're just not supposed to be that big. Even though he got lighter. If you look at him in Predator 1, he's not that big. He looks good, though. But I don't know. Fucking when you see him when he was fucking, you know, in his 20s, he was fucking huge. He was huge. So that probably puts a lot of stress on your heart. It catches up with you, catches up with you eventually. But, you know, so I'm just, what I'm saying with Stallone is that he's held out a long time.
Yeah, and I mean,
And
he's always kind of doing some interesting projects. I think we've talked about this before because I've always been more of a fan of Sylvester Stallone just because, you know, yeah, he was in like a lot of action movies and stuff like that, but he was also like a writer and that's kind of how he started out. Like, I mean, he was fucking, you know, the fucking iconic shit that he did, like Rocky and everything like that. So he actually had... He wasn't just, you know, muscle. He had, like, other shit, like, some substance to him.
For some of you younger audience members, there was a rivalry between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. It goes way back. They were trying to... Who was the best dude in Hollywood? And look, man, they both had some fucking great movies. They were both good, but they had different strengths and weaknesses. Arnold's strength is that he had good charisma, all right? He could pull a movie off if the script was good. Some of them were fucking really good. Some of them were just mediocre. But Arnold was always a fantasy character in a way. He was never really realistic. I would think playing Dutch out of Predator 1 is the closest he ever got to realism in those old movies. Sylvester Stallone was a real actor, okay? And he could write. He was very talented. He was a good balance of stuff. He had good physicality. This isn't his first superhero movie. You could say, you know, his first one would probably be Judge Dredd. It was kind of like a superhero movie. And I liked the old Judge Dredd. It wasn't close to the comic books, but it's just a good movie to watch, you know? And Demolition Man fucking still holds up. There's a Demolition Man's more relevant now than it ever was. Fucking a lot of that shit was fucking predictive of way society would want to go, you know. Just he had some real good shit.
And can we talk about how good the remake of Judge Dredd was? That was actually one of the better remakes.
Remake of Judge Dredd's very good.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Still not close to the comic book. The comic book was almost just damn bizarre as fuck. It was surreal for Judge Dredd. It wasn't realistic. It was kind of like a satire in a certain way. Satire for fascism. But I guess would be a way to call it. Just overbearing governments, you know. But no, it's a decent Stallone movie. It did its job. You know, it's good.
Yeah. Hugo said First Blood is great. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, he did a bunch of really good ones.
All the Rambo movies were good.
Yeah.
Some of them were better than others, but the worst ones were still good.
Yeah, they're all watchable.
They're all watchable, really. Yeah.
And like I said, you still need to see some of Sylvester Stallone's kind of more serious roles, like Copland or something like that. Yeah. Like I said, I saw that in the theater. You probably like really like that, but it's just... So he can act. I mean, the thing about it is that Arnold Schwarzenegger can act too... Now that they give him, like I said, we talked about that zombie movie, Maggie, where he was actually really good in that. But he's gotten a lot better. Like,
Arnie played himself a lot.
Yeah.
He had his own role that he did, you know, with the silly one-liners and shit, and that was the 80s. You couldn't put him in a movie that was really about acting and, you know, like in the old-school theatrical way. What the hell would you hire Arnie to do that for?
Right.
You had guys that did that. Arnie was somebody that showed up, fucking blew a movie out of the water. You know, over the top stuff. To this day, you know, out of all the fucking masterpieces, people would say, you know, T2 or Predator 1. T1. Terminator 1. That's Arnie's best work. He only says a few things in it, but it's Arnie is such a, he's a fucking badass villain. He's a better hero, he's a better villain than he is a hero. But I know why he didn't want that in his contract, because he'd been typecast, but he's a, just a fucking killer robot. And, man, although he, fucking Conan won. I stand by a lot of his old stuff. Yeah.
When he's playing a character that's inhuman or larger than life, that's kind of his go-to. That's his go-to.
Yeah.
If you need to, somebody that's just like a regular dude, then Sylvester Stallone is
good. Yeah, right. Or somebody who's a little more realistic. Like, you'd be like, yeah, a guy like that could exist. The closest thing in fucking Arnold's classic catalog, the closest thing to him playing a real guy is playing Dutch from Predator 1. And I believe Carl Weathers told a story about that. He said that he got that acting out of him. And I believe that. Because fucking Carl would just drive Arnold about how he couldn't act. And he just pushed him and fucking trolled him until he acted realistic in those scenes. And I don't doubt that. That's Carl's story. But I noticed that fucking out of the classic movies, Carl Weathers happens to be in that same movie. Carl said, yeah, I got him acting good. Probably true.
Yeah, probably.
Probably true.
Probably.
Because Carl can act.
Yeah.
Carl's also fucking talented. He wrote at least one of those Mandalorian episodes. It was a good episode.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw it, yeah. He's good, too.
All right,
I can't believe they didn't make a damn second Action Jackson. I saw that in the theater. I fucking loved it.
Nah. We should probably do a movie retrospective on that one of these days, because I haven't seen that since I was...
I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theater.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it since then either.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, this is badass.
I remember liking it, but yeah, I don't think I ever saw it again.
And I was waiting for the fucking... and I said, there'll be a sequel to that one. And that was during the time when Arnold was fucking huge too. And the sequel never appeared. Forgot all about it.
Maybe they, like, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, maybe they had it going, and then it's like various things happen.
The market must have changed by the time, because the studios are like, well, that wouldn't sell now. We got to go in this direction. I think Die Hard came out, and that changed everything. That was the end of that kind of action hero, which is a fucking big muscular dude. Those guys went out of style. So I think Die Hard probably killed some stuff.
Yeah,
like
because
that
was more of like an everyman type situation.
It was that era had ended, so Carl went out with that, and he had to fucking find a new way to make money.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're probably right about that. Because I was watching a whole... It might have been on... Was it that Netflix show, Movies That Made Us? I think they did a whole episode on Die Hard, and they talked a lot about that, like what a big cultural... impact that Die Hard had when it came off, because it was like such a huge success.
Yeah.
And you know, at that time, it's, you know, it's hard to remember like nowadays, but if you weren't around back then, but Bruce Willis was, I mean, he was a TV actor and he was a comedian, like he was a funny guy.
Yeah, nobody believed that movie would do anything.
And nobody really thought that he could be like an action hero per se, but then he came out, like you said, he was just like an everyman type of dude, but then, like, you know, he just used perseverance and various other things and cunning and whatnot, and so it was like a huge success. So I think after that, like, action movies went more in that direction.
And he did all that shit barefoot with his feet cut up, wrapped in rags, and fucking, and the fight scenes were very realistic for the day. And when I saw Die Hard, that changed the game too. It was like, oh yeah, this is the way it needs to go. This is a good movie. The sequels weren't bad either, but they progressively got more stale. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much what always happens.
I remember Part Two was okay. That's all I remember. Remember the other ones? I was like, eh. You know.
All right, so you getting ready to wrap it up? Because like I said, I got to start getting ready, because we're going out. We're having a special Memento Mori this evening at Barbarella. Danny Rowling said, what's tomorrow's A Haunting episode? Y'all will be very happy, happy and excited to know that it's finally, we're finally doing Legend Trippers.
Legend Trippers.
We just watched it last night, and I actually watched it again today and like took a bunch of notes and... you know, got some outside info about it and shit like that. So that's the one we're going to be doing tomorrow. Hopefully we're not horribly too hungover. But I'd see we have all day to, like, recover. It's not until 6 p.m. But yeah, so, like I said, this movie, Samaritan, if you like... superhero movies and want to see something a little bit different, if you like Sylvester Stallone, it's on Amazon Prime. You could watch it. It's pretty good. It was good. It was a good time. But yeah, so we'll see you guys again tomorrow for A Haunting Mondays. Again, Legend Trippers. So we'll see you then. Bye.